Morning. Today's daf in Erev in Nun Dalet. We're Nun Gimel Mid Beis. Yesterday we began the fifth parak of Maseches Erevin. In it we had a Mishnah, Ketzem Abrin, Esa Arin. How do you extend the cities in order to create a perimeter, in order to create a border for the city? We are going to go back to the topic of Erevin in tomorrow's daf. But meanwhile, the Mishnah opened up with the word Ma'avrin, and the Gemara brought down a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel in terms of what the correct nusach of the Mishnah is. Ma'abrin with an ayin from the word mu'ubar, meaning a pregnant woman. And just like a pregnant woman is extending out a little bit, so too we're talking about the cities and the extensions of the city. Or maybe the nusach of the Mishnah is aver with an aleph. And just like the extremities are basically extending your body, so too the Mishnah's discussion about how exactly to extend the borders of a city. And so with that very particular question, so it engendered the discussion within the Gemara regarding other examples where we are looking towards the specifics of the definitions of words, and in general, how a person should be very particular when he speaks and exacting when he speaks. And then yesterday we finished off with a number of Gemaras that talked about Lashon Chachma, a method of communication in which you veil your intent in a somewhat of a riddle. And the Gemara noted that this occurred even to Rabbi Yoshua himself, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. The Gemara noted a number of examples where he was outdone by a number of people, a woman, a child, a girl. So, we went through the three examples yesterday. Along that vein, we're continuing in the Gemara. We are now in the bottom of Nun Gimel Amud Beis at the two dots, about four lines from the bottom, and we're beginning this morning with Rav Yosef Aglili. Rav Yosef Aglili have a ka'aza ba'orcha, ashkechela Buria, so he finds Buria, encounters her Amalai, so he says to her, be'eza derech ne'elech l'lud. Simple question. What pathway should I get to Lud? And he heard it from Buria. Amalai, Buria, by the way, the famed wife of Rabbi Meir, we hear about her a number of times throughout the Gemara. She was the daughter of Chananya ben Trajan. Anyway, so she says to in response, Galila Shota. Okay, foolish Galilan. Yesterday's daf, we spent a lot of time noting the differences and the discrepancies between the B'nai Yehuda and the B'nai Galo. B'nai Yehuda were more precise in the language. B'nai Galo, on the other hand, were not as precise in the language. And over here, this is pretty much a continuation of that theme. So Galila Shota, and yes, she's speaking to a Tana, and she's speaking to a Tana in very strong language. Okay. So Lakacham Ru Chacham, the Chachamim said, Al Tarbisim Chay Isicha Imeisha, Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, first parak. So the Mishnah warns not to speak in with any kind of depth with a woman. So Hayecha Lomar, and she's basically saying to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, you know, your sentence went on a little too long. So you could have just simply said Ve'ezel Lalud. Okay, just get the information, and that's it. Buria saw a student, he was learning, but he wasn't speaking up. He was whispering. So, bat shabay. So literally, she kicked him. That's what Rashi says, she kicked him. So, amar leilo kach kasav, the pasuk says, aruva bakol ushimura. And aruva bakol ushimura. So, aruva is organize it. Shmura, and it will be protected. And now she's darshing the pasuk. Im arucha. Right, I thought I got it wrong. Sorry. We're having a hold off about how we have to be very specific and careful about the way we read it. So arucha. Arucha. Bekol shmura. So im arucha barachem ramach evaram shalcha. So if it's organized with your 248 limbs, meaning bakol means with everything. So if it's organized with all of your limbs, so then good, then it will be mishtameris, will be guarded. V'im lav in mishtameris. Otherwise, it's not going to be guarded. So when you're learning, you got to put energy into the learning, and it can't just simply be that you're mumbling, but you got to get excited and you got to get energized. Tana, we learned in the brayso tamid echad, hayal Rebbe Eliezer shaya shone belachash. So there was a student, Rebbe Eliezer, and he was learning quietly. Lachash shoshanim shachach tumado. 3 years learning and nothing's going on. Tani, we learned in another Braisa, Tamad Echad Ayol of the Rebbe Eliezer, Shinischayev Bisrefa Lamakom. So he was subject to the death penalty of burning. Amru Hinicholo. But upstairs in the Yeshiva Shomala, they said, leave him. Adam Gadol Shimesh. He served a great person. It's a reference to Rebbe Eliezer. Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinna Pesach Pumech Karei. So Shmuel says to a student, Rav Yehuda, right? The relationship between Shmuel and Rav Yehuda we learn throughout Shas. And over here, the message that Shmuel says to a student, Rav Yehuda, Shinana, that's how he always describes him throughout Shas. Right, Rashi, a number of places, describes it as being a sharp tooth, that Rav Yehuda had sharp teeth. But probably a description more of his intellect. And Shinna Pesach Pumech Karei, open your mouth and read the Pesukim. Psach pumech tani, open your mouth and say over the Mishnayos. Ki hechad de tiskayim beich, and that's how you're going to be remembering the Torah Chaya, and your life is going to be lengthened. Shenemer ki chayim heim lemotzeim lechol b'sarah marpei. A pasuk in Mishle says that it is life for motzeim, literally who finds it, and it's going to be a cure for the entire body. Al tikrei lemotzeim el lemotzeihem bepeh. Over here, even though the literal translation of the pasuk is to find it, but motzi, in other words, that who expresses it. In other words, he articulates the words of the Torah very clearly. Am leishmol Rav Yehuda shena chatov echol chatov ishtei. So you should grab and eat, and you should grab and drink. The ama the azlinan mine, because the world is fleeting. Kihilu le dame. So it's like the world is like a chasna, and the way Rashi understands it is basically. We have a short opportunity in this world, and we should enjoy it. Obviously, everything with a reservation and in a conservative fashion. But still, in other words, take the time now to enjoy it because it's all fleeting. So Amalei L'Rav Amnunam, Amalei Rav L'Rav Amnunam, Binim Yeshlach Etivlach. If you have anything, in other words, if you have the means, so good. So spend it on yourself. She'im B'Shol Tanug, you're not going to enjoy it. In the grave. Ve'in lamavis is mamea. And you know, death doesn't wait. In other words, it's going to come. Ve'in tamar neich levni chok. And your argument is, well, I'll leave for my children. So b'shol mi yagid lach. And you're going to be in the grave and they're not going to let you know about it. And so therefore, don't, in other words, the resources that you have, you should be spending it on yourself. B'ni ha'adam domim lasvei asadeh. People like blades of the grass. Halalu notzim v'halalu nochlin. Some grow, some wither. And as far as your children are concerned, it's not going to be up to you. It's going to be up to them. So Amar Rav Yishuv ben Levi, continuing in the Gemara. Hamahalch b'derech ve'in imo levayam. So let's say you're walking, you have nobody accompanying you. So yasuk b'torah. So you do have somebody accompanying you, and that's your Torah. Shenemar livias chein heim. So the words of the Torah, so they're going to be Olivia, they're going to accompany you. Chash Barosh Yasek B'Torah. And not only is it going to be a good companion, but it's also going to be a good remedy. If somebody has a headache, so you should study Torah. Shenemer ki Livi Askein Heim L'Roshecha. So it's good for your head. And Chash B'Grono Yasek B'Torah. So your throat's not feeling well. So again, the remedy is learn Torah. Shenemer V'Anakim L'Gagarosecha. So it's going to be like a necklace for your throat. So if you have pains in your stomach, so again, learn Torah. Okay, it's going to be a remedy for your stomach. And what about your bones? If bones are aching, so once again, pretty much know what's coming up. So Torah. So it's going to be like marrow in the bones. In general, fatigue. So then, learn Torah, Shenema l'chol b'saro marpei. So it's going to be a cure, it's going to be a remedy for everything. Amar Rav Yehuda, b'Rabbi Chiya, b'Reish lo k'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'midas Basav Adam. You know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like Basav Adam. K'midas Basav Adam adon nosin sam l'chavero. Look, when we deal with any kind of medicine, l'zeh yafa l'zeh kasha. So for one person, it could be good, and for another person, it could be harmful. Or we could be talking about even the same person. Meaning, with every medicine, you're going to have side effects. There are multiple effects coming out from every medicine. So some of them are positive and some of them are negative. And it's just a question of balancing out. But whenever dealing with any kind of medicine that we take, so there's going to be a side effect and it's not going to be good. Meanwhile, the Torah, so it's the best medicine with no side effect. So once again, the Pasuk in Mishlei informs us about the benefits with no cost, the benefits of learning Torah. Amar Rav Ami, we're continuing in the Gemara. We're halfway down. Anudalad Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Ami, my dechtiv, the pasuk says, Ki na'im ki sishmerim bevinech yakoni yachdava al sfasecha. So it is going to be pleasant if it is guarded in your stomach. And that is to say, and that if it comes off the lips of your mouth. So Amasai Divrei Torah Ne'imim, one of the words of the Torah, pleasant bizman, shishmerim bevinecha, when you can remember and retain that which you learn. Ve'emasai shishmerim bevinecha, and when are you going to remember? Bizman shiyachon yachdav asfasecha, when it's coming off your mouth. Again, the Gemara is hammering this point, but obviously it's a critical point in terms of learning Torah, and that is the articulation of Torah, and that is also is that articulation of Torah is, number one, the correct way to learn, and number two, it's also going to help in terms of memory. Rabbi Zera Amar Me'alcha, Rabbi Zera learns it from the following, Simcha Lish B'ma'anev Fiv V'daver B'ito Matov. So, a person, when is he going to have joy? B'ma'anev Fiv, when he has, when it comes out through the mouth. And v'davar b'ito matov, and it's something in its proper time is also good. Emesai simcha liish, when is a person going to have joy? Bizman shema'ane b'fiv, when he can answer a question. Lashon acher, another way to understand it. Emesai simcha liish b'ma'ane fiv. Bizman shedavar b'ito matov. So when is something going to be good? When he's learning it in the correct time. Meaning, it's like the Gemara at the end of Megillah. Right, Shoshim Yom Kodem LaChag, or on the Chag itself, meaning 30 days before Yontif, on Yontif. So you should be talking about the Yontif, as we are now, on the threshold of Sukkot. So good, an appropriate Gemara in terms of what we should be learning over the course of Yontif, and also in anticipation of Yontif. Rav Yitzchak Amar Mehalcha. Rav Yitzchak has the same idea. He generates it from a different pasuk. Kikar Velecha Adav Ramod Beficho Vavav Chalaso. So we just read this in Chumash just a couple of weeks ago. So Amosai Karav Elecha, when is it close to you? Bizman Shefivicho Vavavcha Laso So. When it's in your mouth, when you're able to express and articulate it. And so when you remember Torah, so that's when it's Karav Elecha. That's when it's very good to you. And when it's very close to you. Rav Amar Mehalcha, Rav generates it from the following pasuk. Taves Libon Asata Lova Areses Vasav Bal Manata Selah. So Amosai Taves Libon Asata Lova. So when is the desires of your heart going to be given to you? Bizman she'areshes vasav ba'man atasela. So when you're able to utter with your lips and you're not going to hold back. So under those circumstances, that's when it's going to be good for you. I.e., you can articulate Torah. Rava notes a discrepancy between two psukim. Ksiv tavas libon asatalo. The desires of your hearts are going to be given to you. Ksiv ve'areshes vasav ba'man atasela. You have not withheld. Which means to say that the first half of the pasuk seems to indicate that as long as you're thinking about it, as long as you desire something, that's fine. You don't have to articulate it, but then the end of the pasuk seems to indicate that there has to be articulation. So the Gemara says, what's the difference? So zacha, tavas libo nasatalo. So if a person has the proper zechuyos, so then tavas libo. Then all you have to do is just have a want for it. You don't even have to articulate. But lo zacha, vareshes vasav, ba ma'anta sela. Otherwise, you're going to have to articulate. If you don't have the zechuyos, so it needs articulation. Tana Devei Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov, Kamakim Shenemar, Netzach, Sela, Va'ed, Ein Lo Hefsek Olamis. So whenever you see the words either of Netzach or Sela or Va'ed, so that means that it is going to be enduring. The Gemara notes Netzach Tichsiv. Now, we assume that we know Pshat in these words, but the Gemara obviously had different rayos that indicate that all these words indicate something that is going to be enduring. So netzach tisiv kelololam ariv lola netzach etzov. Just simply from the context of this pasuk in Yeshayahu, so we get the idea that netzach means that it's going to be something forever. Look at the first half of the pasuk kilola olam ariv, right? It's not going to be forever. And then just contrast that with the second half belola netzach. So laolam and netzach are synonyms. Sela dichtiv, what about the word sela? Kashir shamana kin raina beir Hashem tzvakos, beir elokeinu elokim yichon neneha ad olam sela. So once again, you see the juxtaposition of the word ad olam, right, to sela. So you see that sela means something which is forever. And vaed, dichtiv Hashem yimloch leolam vaed. Pasuk speaks about the endurance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's eternal. We have simanim to help us commit the next Gemara's to memory. Anakim, Lechayav, Luchos, Charus. So the Gemara talks about what it's going to take in order to have success in learning of Torah. Erevin Nundalin. Okay, this is our daf in terms of guiding us, in terms of having productive and successful experiences in learning. The Gemara starts off. Amar Rebbe Elazar. My dichsiv the pasuk. Vanakim legargar asecha. Okay, we quoted this a little bit earlier. So it is going to be like a necklace for your neck. If a person makes himself like a necklace, so seraf ala tzavar, it's loose around the neck, meaning to say that it's not tight and it's somewhat comfortable. Vinira ve'eno nira, and sometimes it's visible, sometimes it's not visible. So tamuda miskayim biyado. So then you're going to have a success in your learning. It's going to stay with you. Otherwise, you're not going to have success in learning. So what does that mean? So presumably what it means is that, what do you mean, seen and not seen? Meaning, it's good to go out, and it's good to be social, but also, just like the necklace, you have to be at times not available and not social. Meaning, if you want to learn, so there are going to be times where you're not going out. And when I say times, obviously, many times. No, sometimes you can go out, and you should go out, but many other times you should not, and you should be learning. Just like the necklace. And also, the degree of comfort, meaning to say that you should be agreeable. You should be ready to hear other people if you want to have success in learning. The Amar Rav Elazar Maidichsiv. Another pasuk speaking to this idea, and what exactly is it is that's going to provide success in learning. Shir Shirim. Lechayav Karugas Abosem. Cheeks are like spices. You make yourself like the bed, like the garden. So then, and everyone's stepping on the garden, and you should be stepped on as well. Meaning you should be humble. So then, and not only that, but you should be like Boston, giving off fragrance, meaning teaching other people. So then, tamuna miskayim. So then, you're gonna have success in learning, being in love. Ain't Talmud Miskayim, otherwise you're not going to have success in learning. The Amar Rebbe Elazar Maidichsiv. Another pasuk, Luchos Evan. A description of the Luchos that Moshe comes down with. So Luchos Evan, it's made up of stone. Person should make his cheeks like that of a stone. She'ina Nimches. So in other words, your cheeks should be like stone, meaning you should be in constant review. You should be solid in your review. So then Talmud Miskayim Biyado. So then you're going to have success in learning, and you're going to be able to keep and retain that which you studied. Otherwise, you're not going to have success. Otherwise, you're not going to have success in learning. A third statement of Rav Elazar Maidichsiv. Charus al haluchos. It was engraved onto the stone. Had it not been for the breaking of the luchos, so there wouldn't have been shechacha. We wouldn't have forgotten. So in other words, on the first luchos, it was charus, it was engraved. And so that means to say that when we would have learned Torah post-Luchos Rishon, so then we would never have forgotten. It would have been engraved. But with the breaking of the Luchos, and now we have the Luchos Shnios, so then introduces this idea of Shechacha, we forget. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Amar, Ein kol umah v'lashon sholatos bahem. Had it not been for the breaking of the Luchos Rishonos, there wouldn't have been any subjugation by any of the other nations. Shenemar charus al tikri charus al cherus. We would have been totally free, emancipated, and autonomous. Amarav Masa Maidichsiv, the Pasuk Umi Midbar Matana, the shear of the Be'er in Parshas Chukas, and the Gemara now Darshan, Im Meisim Adam Atzmo Kimidbar Zeh, person makes himself like a Midbar, Shekol Dashimba, everyone's stepping on the Midbar, again, humble. So then, Talmud Miskayim Biyado, so then you're going to have success in learning, V'im Lavin Talmud Miskayim Biyado, otherwise, you're not going to have success in learning. Rav Abrid, Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Havalei Milso, Rav Yosef Badei. Rav Yosef, so he had some issues with Rabba, son of Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Kimata mala yuma de Kippur Amar. Now comes to Erev Yom Kippur. Ezov Afaisei. So he says, okay, now's the time to go and appease. So the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva. We just went. We not us in the daf, but we just went through the halachas of Tshuva. I mean, apropos towards Yom Kippur. But the Rambam writes very clearly that when it's Beinadim Lechavero, so you need forgiveness. You're not going to receive a kapara. You're not going to be available for tshuva unless the other person forgives you. So Azo Ashkechei L'shamei Dekamezig Lekasa. And so he went over to the shamash of Rav Yosef, and the shamash of Rav Yosef was preparing a drink for him. Amalei, so hab li imzige ana. So Rav says, let me prepare the drink. Now we know that in the time of the Gemara, wine always required dilution. And apparently everyone had their own particular blend of dilution. And as we also know, Rav Yosef was blind, so he did not see who was preparing the wine for him. So Yaiv le mazgei. So the shamash gave it over to Rava so that Rava could prepare the drink. Kidetaamei. So now when Rav Yosef is drinking now his diluted drink, he knows. And Amar, and he says, so dami hai mezigah le mezigah de Rava bereid Rav Yosef barchama. I know this dilution, right? I know who the mixer was. So it was none other than Rava. So Amalei anahu. So Rava says, yep, that was me. So Amalei lo seisev akarach adam afashli hani cry. So Rav Yosef says to Rava, so listen, right now, don't sit down. But I need you to explain the pesukim to me. My dichtiv of the pasuk, umi midbar matana, umi matana nachliel, umi nachliel bamos, umi bamos. Hey guy, so please explain these pesukim to me. So amalei im adam is matzmokim midbar. If a person makes himself like a desert, shall called dashim bar, where everyone's humble, Torah nitnala bematana, the Torah is going to be given to you as a gift. V'kemish nitnala matana nachlokel. And once the Torah is given to you as a gift, so now you have a Yerusha, you have an inheritance with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar mi matana nachliel, v'kevin shenachlo el ola legdula. And once you have that Yerusha, so then you're gonna ascend. You're gonna be given a position. Shenemar mi nachliel bamos, v'im megis libo. Now, if a person's arrogant, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu puts him down. Shenemar umi mabos hegai, v'im choser. But now, if a person that's true, Hakadosh Baruch Hu magbio. So the valleys are going to be raised. So that's a description of the person who does tshuva. And we don't know all the details of the story over here, what exactly Rava did to Rav Yosef, but clearly when Rav Yosef is asking Rava to darshan this pasuk, so obviously he was trying to intimate, going back to yesterday's daf of Der Chachma, of Lashon Chachma, he was trying to intimate to Rava, look, lesson learned, meaning whatever the grievance was, but Rava must have fell, obviously, And Rav Yosef was communicating to him, good. And now you're following the trajectory that we just saw in the psukim in Parshas Chukas. And now, good. Now you'll have an aliyah. I'm Rav Huna my dichsiv. Rav Huna notes the following, and that is we start with a pasuk from Tehillim. Chayaska Yashuba Tachim B'Tovasecha La'ani Elokim. So your flock is going to be there, And you'll be prepared with goodness and la'ani elokim for the poor, and then elokim you put a comma after the word la'ani. So anyway, im adam isim atzmo kechayazu, person should make himself like an animal. Should dereses v'ochelas, eating quickly. In other words, after the kill, you eat right away. And now, what is this? What's the intent over here? In other words, the Gemara is understanding this in the context of learning, meaning the. Rashi writes over here, Miyad Lacha Arigaso. Rashi on the second column, no Tosos over here. Rashi on the second column. So, Miyad, I'm reading the Rashi. La'acha Arigaso, She'eno Makpid, Al Tanugim, Ela Ochel Basar, Belo Tavlin, V'chein Shar Igunim. So, Rashi's description over here, sorry, not in terms of Torah, but in terms of how a person should eat. Don't indulge. And don't start playing around in the kitchen. In other words, just eat. Now the Ikedar Misha Masrechus Velchelas. And another way to understand it is that how a person should be like an animal is that you should soil and eat it. Meaning, and Rashi over here, Shemasreches, Betid Hainu Mishaino Holech Achar Gavaos, Lakots Bemachalo, Imlonis Basha Kotzarcho. One pshat that Rashi offers is that, even if the food is not fully cooked, but still you should eat it. Another understanding, Shadaras is Vochelas Acha Harigaso, Ochelas Miyad. Kein Tamachalcha Mechazer Al Tamudo Miyad, Kishimekablo. So basically, eat it right after the kill. So Rashi says, in his second understanding, this is an understanding of learning Torah. And that is that when you learn something, good. Now, digest it, meaning review it. So, Marbu Masreches Minavel Asmaso Al Dibre Torah. So Lashon Zen Yerubayinai. Okay, and Rashi really likes this pshat. In other words, after you learn something, so immediately what you should be doing is you should be reviewing it, just like after the kill. Immediately, what you should do is you should eat it. Tamuna miskayim biyado. I'm sorry, back to the Gemara. And if you do that, so then you'll have kiyum. The imla v'in tamuna miskayim biyado. Otherwise, you're not going to have a kiyum. The imosa kain. Kadosh Baruch Hu osa lo seuda b'atzmo. A person does this, meaning he reviews that which he learns. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a meal for him himself. Shenema, the pasuk says, tachim b'tov etzcha la'ani elokim. That's the conclusion of the pasuk in Tehillim that we just quoted. That you will be prepared with goodness for the poor, meaning you're the poor person. And when you review, so you're going to have a meal. And who's going to be the provider of that meal? Under the pasuk, Elokim. Chazara obviously becomes critical, and so the Gemara is going to be using this opportunity to speak about the significance and the importance of Chazara. Amar b'cheber abba amar rabbi yochanan ma'idichsib, the pasuk. No, tzer te'ina yochel piryam. So someone guarding the fig tree. So, he's going to be eating the fruit of the fig tree. Lama nimshala divrei Torah kise'ena. So the Torah is compared to a fig tree. Why is that? Mateina zu. So just like the fig tree, top of the amud beis, called man. Shadam memashmesh ba. Motze ba'teinim. So in other words, the fig tree produces a fruit all the time. There is a crop on the fig tree, but it doesn't come all at the same time. So a little bit here, a little bit there. Comes at various times after every Torah. Kol zman she'adam hoge b'hen motzei b'hen tam. You consider, you contemplate the Torah, you think about the Torah, so new understandings of the Torah are going to keep emanating. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani ma'idichsev, the pasuk, ayelas a'avim v'yalas chein. So, pasuk of Mishle, and the Gemara's understanding, lam nimshal Torah la'ayelas, Torah is compared to a deer, right, female deer. So, lam alacham ayelas rachmatzar. So just like her womb is narrow, v'chaviva abola koshav v'sha'a, beloved to her husband all the time, kishar v'kshona, just like the first time, ap divrei Torah, chaviva na'lom deyim, same thing with Torah. The people studying them love the Torah, koshav v'sha'a, kishar v'kshona. And every single time they go over it, so they have that kind of love towards the Torah. V'yalas chein, so shema alas chein alom deha. And not only that, but the person who is learning Torah, so he's also going to have chein. Yiravuch bechol eis, and the description over here that it's compared to the dadaim of a woman. Lama nimshal divrei Torah kedad madad zeh, kol zman shatinuk memash meshbo motzi bo chalav. So just like the baby sucks from his mother and is always going to find milk, af divrei sora, kol zman shadam hoge b'hem motzi b'hem tam. Every time a person studies, so he's going to have a taste to it. Be'ohavasa tishge tamid. And the one who loves it is going to be mishugah, is going to be nuts. And in other words, right, insane in love. And the Gemara describes that as a person's relationship that he should have with Torah. Kegon Rav Elazar ben Pedas, I'll give an example where the person is just absolutely nuts in love with Torah. So Amar Lava Rebbe Elazar, this is Rav Elazar ben Pedas. So Shaya Yoshev Osef B'Torah B'Shok HaTachton Shol Tzipori. So he was learning Torah in the lower marketplace of Tzipori. Ustino Muta B'Shok Al Yoshev Tzipori. Where was his coat? His coat was in the upper market. He forgot his coat. He was so entrenched in Torah. Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar, pam achas ba adam lilo matzabo saraf. And a person went one time to pick up the coat of Rav Elazar ben Bedas, and he found a poisonous snake in the coat. And so the Gemara seems to be indicating that Kadosh Baruch Hu had a shmira, had a special protection to Rav Elazar ben Bedas, so that he wouldn't get bitten by the poisonous snake, and because of his love for Torah. Tandebe Rav Anan, my dechsev, roch vei asonos v'charos yoshe al midin, v'hochei al derech tzicho. Pasuk in Shiras Devora. So the pasuk after having won the war. So Devora, an entire parak in Shoftim dedicated to the song that she sang. We do it as haftorah for Parshas Bishalach. So anyway, the Gemara now is going to break up the pasuk and understand the pasuk. Rochvei asonos, riding on donkey, el tamid chachamim. That's the description of the people who are riding on. That's the description of the tamidim. Mahalchim meir leir memedina medina, going from one town to another. Lomod botara nor to lontora. Shetzich arosh osonoso kitzarayim. They're clear. They're clear, just as the day is clear. Yoshvei al medin, and they sit in judgment. Shadan din emes lamito. And that means that when they sit in judgment, so they're going to make sure that the judgment is correct. And v'hochei elu bale mikra, that's a reference to people learning chumash al derech. Elu bale mishnah, that's a reference to people learning mishnah. And Sicho Eila Bali Talmud, that's a reference to Talmud. When the Gemara makes a reference, a self-reference to Talmud, so that is a description of basically the understanding of Mishnayos. Right? We call it Talmud. Because for us, obviously, it's a description of an understanding, the proper understanding of the Mishnah. But when the Amoraim are speaking in this manner, so they are describing, and the Tanaim for that matter, they're describing the proper understanding of Mishnayos. She calls Sicha Sam Divrei Torah, and every conversation that they have is really an engagement of Torah. Amar Rav Shizbi Mishum Reb Elazar Ben Azari Ma Dechsev the Pasuk. Lo Yacharoch Rimiatze Do. A person will not cook, will not roast, Rimiatze Do. That which he catches in a dishonest manner. The Gemara understands. Lo Yichla Velo Yarech Yamim Sayad Haramai. Somebody who's a trickster, someone who deceives other people. So he's not going to have Arichos Yamim. Rashishas Amar, Tzayid HaRamai Yachroch. Another way to understand the pasuk, putting a more of a positive spin on it, is that if the person's a hunter and he's really sharp, so then he's going to end up catching and he's going to end up roasting that which he catches. Ki Yasa Ravdimi Amar, Mashal Tzayid Shetzad Tziparim. An allegory. People who are trapping birds. Im Risho Misho Mishaber Kenafav Mishtamer V'im Lav Ein Mishtamer. So you catch a bird, and what you got to do is you got to break the wings, because otherwise it's gonna fly away. And this is now in line with what we've been discussing since the bottom of the previous Amud, and that is Chazar. You got to review. In other words, when you catch something, when you trap something, that was like the analogy we had moments earlier regarding the chai, regarding the wild animal. So over here we're talking about the hunter. When he traps birds, he's got to break the wings. When you learn something, good. Now you learned it. Now you got to review it, because without reviewing it, it's just simply gonna fly away. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Schora, Amar Rav Huna. Gemara continues in this line of thought. My dichsiv, pasuk, hon me'evel yimad v'kovetz al yad yarbeh. The wealth by somebody who is mehavel, somebody who is who's silly, who's vain, so his wealth is going to be diminished. V'kovetz al yad yarbeh. But if you gather with your hand, so it's going to increase. And the Gemara now understands. Imosa adam taraso chavilos chavilos mismai. So let's say you try to grab a lot of Torah in one time. So then what's going to happen is it's going to diminish. V'im lav kovitz al yad yerbeh. But if you do it incrementally, small amounts at a time, so then it's only going to accumulate. Amar Rava yad yerabban lahi milsa v'avrei Allah. Now Rava makes commentary. And he says, you know, the Chachamim know this, meaning they know that the proper way to learn is in small increments, and meanwhile, the Chachamim don't listen to this very sage advice. They just simply disregard it. Am Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Ana Avadata, V'ikayem B'yadi. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak testifies that this is what I did. I learned incrementally, and that's how it was successful. Okay, the Gemara over here is supporting the Daf Yomi program, not supporting the Daf Yomi program. Obviously, I support it, but over here, it's really it's a question of how you look at a daf. Meaning, you could look at the daf as a lot, which sometimes it does seem to be a lot. On the other hand, relative to the rest of Torah, so you could also say that it's incremental. In other words, it's a seven-year program. You're learning it over 7.5 years. Okay, so it really becomes relativistic in nature. Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara continues by quoting a braita the Ketzer Seder Mishnah. Okay, the Rambam in his Akdama to the Perush Mishnayos, so he quotes this Gemara. This is fundamental in terms of the Mesorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, gave him two Torahs, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaalpeh. And in terms of Moshe teaching over the Torah, so it was done in a very formal manner. And the Gemara now is going to speak about the formality in which Moshe was able to disseminate the Torah to Aaron, to the Zekanim, and it was all done procedurally. And the Gemara now is going to go through the procedure. Kate said, Seder Mishnah. So how did he teach it? Moshe Laman Mipi HaGvura. So HaKadosh Baruch learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nichnas Aaron V'shanala Moshe Pirko. Now, Aaron comes in and Moshe teaches Aaron. So that's number one. Nistalik Aaron V'yashav L'smo Moshe. Now Aaron moves to the side of Moshe. So interesting, by the way, that he goes to the left side of Moshe. The Gemara in Chulin says that when a person is walking next to his Rebbe, so he should not be on the right side, he should be on the left side, out of respect for the Rebbe. So you should be subordinate to the Rebbe, so you should be on the left side. So Nistalek Aaron v'Yashav l'smol Moshe. Nichnasu bana v'shina lahem Moshe pirkan. Now Moshe goes and he teaches Torah to the two sons of Moshe. At this point in time there were four. Okay. So the Nistalku banav. Now the sons moved to the side. Elazar Yashav liyamin Moshe v'Itamar l'smol Moshe. Okay. Now I just confused myself because the Gemara over here only describes two of the sons. Okay. If this was my mom at Har Sinai, sorry, I'm thinking out loud. So then presumably there were four. Okay, anyway. All right, I'll have to bookmark for myself. Anyway, so they now move one to the right and the other to the left. Now previously we had Aaron going to the left of Moshe, but that's because Aaron was by himself. So as by yourself, so then you should be to the left. But now that there are more people that are involved, obviously they're there to flank Moshe, so someone's got to be sitting to the right of Moshe. Elazar was given the position of the right. Rabbi Yehuda Amar La'olam Aaron Li'imin Moshe Chozer. So, actually, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Aaron moved to the right, meaning once there are more people that are introduced, so then what you're going to do is that you're going to put Aaron in the more prominent position and to the right of Moshe. When Aaron was by himself, so then the only issue becomes now to humble yourself and be subordinate to the Rebbe. So that's why he moved to the left. But now that other people are there, so now Aaron deserves a prominent position. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Aaron moved to the right of Moshe. Anyway, Nichnasu Zekanim v'shana lahem Moshe pirkan. Now the Zekanim come in. And by the way, with the sons of Aaron now, that was number two. Nichnasu Zekanim v'shana lahem Moshe pirkan. Zekanim come in, Moshe now teaches now for a third time. Nistalku Zekanim Nichnasu v'kolam v'shana lahem Moshe pirkan. And then after the Zekanim, then there's the Am, the nation. Moshe taught the nation. Nimtzu biyad Aaron, Arba'am. How many times now has Aaron heard it? He's heard it four times. Biyad Banav, Shlosha. The sons heard it now three times. Biyad Zekanim, Shnaim. Zekanim heard it twice. And Biyad Kola'am, Echad. And everyone now has heard it once. Now, so far we're talking about saying it over and we're talking about hearing it. So Moshe said it over four times. And now as we go down the progression, we see Aaron, his sons, the Zekanim, and the nation. So now, Nistalik Moshe leaves. Vishonalam Aaron Pirko. And now Aaron teaches that which he learned. Okay, so this is the Chazara system that they had. And Nistalik Aaron, now Aaron has left Shanu Lahem Banav Pirkan. And the sons now taught. Shanulahem Zekanim. I'm sorry, Nistalku Banav Shanulahem Zekanim Pirkan. The sons left and now the Zekanim taught. So Nimsa Biyad HaKol Arba'a. So everybody heard it four times over. A person should teach his student four times. In other words, only after four times can you really expect understanding. V'kal v'chomer, ma'aron shalaman mipi Moshe, just like Aaron learned from the mouth of Moshe. O Moshe mipi agvura, so kach, hejot mipi hejot, al achas kama v'kama. Now, if this is a description of Aaron who learned from Moshe and Moshe learning from Mipi Agvura, and still a review of four times is necessary. So when one person is learning from another, when you're learning from me, so how much more so is review going to be necessary? Well, nowadays it's very good because now we could just simply play it again. Al achas kama v'kama. The only problem with playing it again is that you're going to be hearing the exact same thing. Okay, but in other words, play it again. Rabbi Kiva Omer minayin shechayv adam l'shanos l'tamino ad shilamdenu. Rabbi Kiva says that when you're teaching your student, you should teach him until he learns it. In other words, keep reviewing and repeating. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "V'lamda es b'nei Yisrael minayin." In other words, it's not just limud, but there also has to be a recipient. In other words, you have to teach b'nei Yisrael, teach to the point where there's understanding. U'minayinat shetei sedur b'fiem, so much so that they have it totally organized with fluidity. Shenemar sima b'fiem, you put it in their mouth so that they have the ability to speak it out. And when teaching, so you have to be as clear as possible. It has to be like put in front of them, like organized and clear. Why doesn't everyone learn it directly from Moshe? Meaning we went through Seder HaMishnah, how exactly it was taught. And why isn't everyone learning it directly from Moshe? And learn it four times from Moshe, that the Gemara means to ask. So the kavod of zakenim. Okay, the Gemara says yes, correct. But at the same time, so kavod has to be extended to Aaron, kavod has to be extended to his sons, and kavod has to be extended to the zakenim. So they in the Seder and Mishnah also are not only going to be the recipients, but they're also going to be the givers as well, the teachers as well. V'neo Aaron v'nigmar mimosha. V'leo banav v'ligmar mi'aron. V'leo zakenim v'lufa mi'banav. V'lezlu v'ligmar l'kula Yisrael. Gemara wants to know, why not just do it like a mesorah, like a chain? Right? Moshe to Aaron to his sons, the sons to the zakenim, the zakenim to the people. But over here in the Seder HaMishnah that we just went through, so it was Moshe to Aaron, then Moshe to Aaron's son, then Moshe to the Zakenim. So the Gemara's answer is, came to Moshe, Mipi Agvurka, Mar Mistai Milsa. So Moshe heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he had Siyata Dishmaya. So, and therefore the teaching was even better, it was on a better quality. Amar Mar Rebbe Yehuda, Amar Lolam Aaron, Limin Moshe Chozer. So Aaron, when the sons came in, so Aaron went from the left side of Moshe to the right side of Moshe. Kaman Azla had the Tanya, the following Brisa, Shosha Shayim Ach Mederech. Three people are working, walking. Harav v'emsa. So the Rebbe's in the middle. V'gadu b'yamino, and the one who is senior, so he's going to be on the right side. V'katnam b'smolo. The junior is going to be on the other side. Lema Rebbe Yehuda, he v'lo Rabbanan. So presumably now that brisa we just learned is Shitas Rebbe Yehuda. So afilu tamer Rabbanan. The Gemara is not necessarily mishum tircha da'aron. Simply because according to the Chachamim, yes. In other words, when three people are walking, so the configuration should be just like what we said. Where the senior is going to be to the right of the Rebbe and the junior is going to be to the left of the Rebbe. But over here, Aaron was already sitting. So now to make Aaron get up and to move, so that is inappropriate. Rebbe prayed to Havalei Hau Talmida Dahave Tanale Arba Meizimna Vegamar. And perhaps one of the more famous Gemaras. Rebbe prayed out a student and he taught him 400 times. Okay, that is a jump. We just went from four times as a base minimum review, and then we have Repreda doing it 100-fold. Yumachad b'yu l'milsa de mitzvah. Now, Repreda was about to teach, and so they said that he was needed. So Repreda didn't want to miss shir, so saying shir. So he said the shir, but the student at that point knew that Repreda had 1 foot out the door. So tana le v'lo gamar. Now, he taught it his normal 400 times, but the student didn't get it. So Amaleha idna maishnas. So Rabbi Prater says, why? Why don't you get it today? 400 times. Come on, you know how it goes every day. So Amaleh midayishait the damaleh lamar yikla milsa the mitzvah. So the student says, yeah, but I knew you had a foot out the door. And the moment I knew you had a foot out the door, askei ledaite. So at that point in time, I was distracted. V'choshaita amina hashtakai mar hashtakai mar. And I just the whole time I was thinking, oh no, he's going to leave. Oh no, he's going to leave. I was totally stressed. So Amalei Hagdetech Vasni Lech. So Repreda says, okay, let's focus. Obviously, by the way, obviously, whatever the mitzvah was, so it could wait. So Repreda says to the student, okay, I'm here. Give me all your attention. So Hagdetanle Arba Meizimna Achrina. He told him another 400 times. And Nafka Baskova Amalei. The Basko came out and said the following to Rabbi Preda, Nichale Deleis V'lech Arba Meishni. I can either add 400 years to your life. Oh, the tiske at v'darech la'amadase, or I can assure that you and your generation would get olam haba. That's a funny choice to make. It's an interesting choice to make. So 400 years is still just but limited. It's finite. Olam haba is not. But amar denisku ana v'darech la'amadase. So we're prepared to give the answer, which is a really seemingly straightforward answer, and that is olam haba, eternity. So Amalei Makarz Baruch Hu Tenulo Zu Vizu. So Makarz Baruch Hu for a Preda's good decision, Makarz Baruch Hu rewarded him with both. Amar of Chista Ein Torah Niknes Ela B'Simanim. You want to acquire Torah, so have mnemonic devices. Right, certainly a good plug for Zichru. Shenema the Torah says Sima B'Feim V'Fiim. So you put in your mouth Al Tikri Sima Ela Simaneha. Okay, taking the sin and replacing it with a samach, so that's simanim. So there should be mnemonics to help you remember. So Shama Rav Techlifa Memar Rava. When Rav Techlifa heard what Rav Chista taught, so Rav Techlifa was in Eretz Yisrael, so Azo Amar coming to Rabbi Abba, he said in front of Rabbi Abba, Amar Aso Me Asa Masnitzula. So Rabbi Abba says, oh, okay, very good. That's how you learn in Bavel. So Ana Mehacha Masnitzula, here in Eretz Yisrael. It's the same conclusion, just a different pasuk. and that is Hatzivalach Tziyunim Smilach. Similach. Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So Asu Tziyunim LaTorah. So make signs for the Torah. Umay Mashadai Tzion Lishna de Simanahu. How do I know that the word Tzion is an indication of signs? Ichsiv. Vera etzem adam uvana etzlo Tzion. So when you see a grave, so you're going to put a marker over there so people know where the grave is. Rav Elazar Mamihacha, Rav Elazar is a different pasuk that speaks to this idea. Pasuk says, Amor lachachma achotiat umoda levina tikram. Pasuk from Mishle, the asem modaim l'Torah. So you should make signs for the Torah. Rav Amar asem modaim l'Torah. Asay, sorry, mo'adim l'Torah. Make appointed times for Torah. In other words, they should have a fixed schedule. Behind the Dama Abdimi Barchama Bardosas, we are now on the top of Nenhamad Aleph. And that fits in with Rav Abdimi. My Dechsev, the Pasuk says, Lo Bashamayimi, Velo Me'ever Liyamhu, Lo Bashamayimi, She'im Bishamayimi, Ata Tzerech Lalos Acharah. Look, if Torah was up in Shamayim, so the requirement would be to go up. Ve'im Ever Liyamhi, Ata Tzerech La'avor Acharah. And if it's over the ocean, so we got to cross the ocean. So, strategies, whatever strategies are necessary. So that's what you're going to do to acquire the Torah. Rav Amar Lo Bashamayimi, Lo Timsa B'misha Magbiya Datoe Ala Bashamayim. As long as we quoted the Pasuk, the Gemara now is going to be quoting other ways to understand the Pasuk. Lo Bashamayimi is a reference to, if you're Magbiya Das, if you become arrogant, so you're not going to acquire Torah. Velo Simsa B'misha Marchib Dato Ala Kiyam. And if you have a big head, right, the way we would describe it in English, meaning if you're arrogant, so you're also not going to have a kinyan Torah. Rav Yochanan Amar Lo Bashamayim Hilo Simatze Begase Ruach Velo Me'ever Layam Hilo Simatze La B'Sachranim. Where are you not going to find Torah? You won't find it with someone who's arrogant. That's the Shamayim, the person who's really elevates himself. And the Lo Me'ever Layam is that you're also not going to find mastery of Torah in someone who's always traveling in business. Velo B'Tagarim. Peddlers also, they're just simply not going to have the time to learn and master the Torah. Okay, so you have to be somewhat settled in order to have mastery of Torah. Ad Kan, that is the end of today's daf, a really phenomenal daf in terms of various strategies and methods, in terms of Kinyan and Torah, in terms of the acquisition of Torah, and the strategies laid out in terms of the mastery of Torah. Okay, obviously today's daf, a great daf to review, but the basic ideas that we covered over the course of today's daf is Chazara, the constant review of the Torah. We learned this morning, Seder HaMishnah, exactly what was the process in which Moshe received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then sent it along to Aaron, Aaron's sons, the Zekenim and Am Yisrael, and so thereby we had a original transmission of the Torah where it was fourfold. And again, the idea of Chazara review, and the Gemara says, if that's true, by Moshe, who received from Kadosh Baruch Hu, how much more so for a hedgehog? And finally, the Gemara talked about Simanim. The Gemara talked about creating mnemonics to help commit to memory the Torah. Various memory aids that would help retain all the Torah that we learned.